Hello and welcome into the debate right here at Press TV. I'm Marcy Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, another Bahraini man is dead after falling victim to tear gas, which has been fired by regime forces. Abdulaziz Al Said has apparently died from suffocation due to the toxic tear gas he inhaled as regime forces attacked residential areas. Now, this comes as Bahrain has been the scene of daily protests against the detention of Sheikh Ali Salman. Now, Al Said has become a statistic of the growing number of Bahrainis who have been killed, injured, or imprisoned during their quest for equality in their own country.
Anti-government protests continue in Bahrain. Thousands of people have turned a funeral for a man killed by regime forces into a demonstration against the Al Khalifa dynasty. Abdulaziz Al Said died in the town of Bilad Al Qadim after inhaling tear gas on Saturday during a protest against the continued detention of Sheikh Ali Salman, the leader of the main opposition group Al Wafaq. Bahrainis have been holding daily protests demanding the release of Salman since his arrest in late December. Bahraini authorities have charged the leader of the country's largest opposition bloc with trying to topple the regime.
The UN have spoke out about Sheikh Ali Salman and other human rights organizations like Amnesty. They released a report demanding his immediate release, and they say that he is a prisoner of conscience. As long as many MPs also, they have called for his release, because it's clear for everybody that this leader, who is a peaceful leader, calling for struggling for democracy in Bahrain, and that charges against him is not acceptable, and no one will believe that Sheikh Ali Salman is calling for violence. It's clear that it's a propaganda from the government to silence and suppress all these activists.
The Al-Wafaq National Islamic Society says 83 parliamentarians from around the world have supported a joint appeal calling for the immediate release of the detained opposition leader. The appeal also calls on the government to drop charges against Sheikh Salman. The signatories have urged their governments to demand that Manama comply with its obligations under international human rights laws. Bahrain has defied calls to show tolerance toward dissent. All such calls have been made by international rights groups and non-Western governments. Western states have kept largely silent on the situation in Bahrain. Britain, as an ally of the Al Khalifa dynasty, has recently reiterated its support for the Bahraini government. The US, Manama's other ally, has ignored the opposition's calls to pressure the Bahraini regime over its repressive tactics to silence dissidents.
Arms deals continue to Bahrain. The British have announced they're building a naval base in Bahrain. Of course, we know that the United States has fleet is based in Bahrain. There's also massive investment, and the arms sale issue, I think, is an issue people here should be concentrating on, demanding a complete cessation of all arms sales to Bahrain. Because, as we know, that, as you say, the gas has been used to kill people.
The crackdown in Bahrain has left many people dead. Thousands of others have been arrested, and many of them sentenced to long jail terms.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of New York, New York-based reporter Ms. Maxine Dover, and out of London from Bahrain Freedom Movement, Dr. Said Shahabi. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start this off in New York. And Ms. Dover, since the detention of Sheikh Salman, protests have increased as the voices are getting louder to release Sheikh Salman. Don't you think that it's odd that the regime would not have known by arresting a leading opposition figure, basically, they're going to give fuel to the fire of their movement?
Well, I have to agree with you there. The call by Liz Stossel, the UN High Commissioner, adds to that fuel and that likelihood of fire. And yes, I would think the regime would have been a bit more subtle in its attempt to control.
What about it, Dr. Shahabi, your perspective? We've seen another Bahraini man being killed and thousands of course have turned out for his funeral. What type of rippling effect does this have? Again, we see the protesters going out and protesting against incarcerations and their overall situation. Then another protester is killed and then thousands again turn out for his funeral. Tell me about the overall effect of it all on the movement.
Thank you very much. First of all, the arrest of Sheikh Ali Salman was not surprising to Bahrainis who have expected that almost every Bahraini is a suspect in his or her own land. Every Bahraini is a non-Bahraini in Bahrain. I am a Bahraini father and grandfather for hundreds of years. Today they say I am not a Bahraini. They revoked my nationality. Now, with the detention of Sheikh Ali Salman, the fury among the people has become too much because they believe that the situation has deteriorated to the extent that life and death became equal to them. Whether they die or remain is the same under this dictatorship. So what we saw today, when thousands of people poured into the streets to mourn one more martyr, Abdulaziz Al-Said, show that the situation is becoming out of control for the regime and its allies. Of course, it is astonishing that until today, neither the United States nor Britain have come clean in their stand or have really said something that is in conformity with what they have always preached, that they want to preach pro-democracy and respect of human rights. The situation in Bahrain is going to escalate. There will be more tension. And of course, with the hopefully demise of the Saudi authority and strength, hopefully the Arab world will become better in a few years' time because these evil regimes will disappear soon, inshallah.
What about that, Ms. Dover? When we look at the start of the almost daily demonstration, if we go back to 2011 and compare it to today, the intensity is definitely still there and some would say even increasing now. So what is the key? If we look at the difference between the demonstrators in 2011 and their demands and we compare it now to today, as our guest in London has said, that for a lot of them now, there's no distinction between life and death because of the horrible conditions that they're being subjected to.
Well, this is a terribly sad status, and certainly not one that any person who adores freedom and who cares about civilization could be anything except very, very sad to hear. The representation of Sheikh Ali Saddam is in jail is a very negative statement about the position of free politics and the attempt to freedom in Bahrain. It's a very difficult position for the United States because of the status as ally and because of the interest in maintaining
let me just jump in here. What does that mean, Ms. Dover? You said it's
but
very difficult
the,
position
the
for
hand,
the United States.
On the other hand, but on you, the same hand.
I'm sorry, if you can hear me, you said it was a very difficult position for the United States because of this being an ally and because of the strategic aspect over it. So does it mean then strategic interest comes over people's lives for Washington?
Not at all. Not at all. It means that peaceful approach to having democracy and having freedom for the people should be what is sought by all. Certainly, revolution and death in the street is not what anyone would want. On the contrary, the use of the parliamentary voting mechanism is what should be able to change the the position of the people, so that life is treasured and death is not the common point, but rather that freedom and life and the American way, as well as the way of freedom anywhere, should be what is the end result.
Okay. Dr. Shahabi, your take. If we look at Sheikh Ali Salman, we see that whenever he spoke, he talked about actually peaceful demonstration, definitely standing for nonviolence. And if an individual like this is being incarcerated and not allowed to be free, then what kind of message is that sending in general? Ms. Dover said that the United States would like a democratic process to be in place in Bahrain. I'd like your perspective also on her comment.